Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas, and we're coming up to the New Year's holiday, so I hope you're safe. You know, drink and drive, that kind of thing, over New Year's, so don't overdo. And I had a great time. I went to visit my grandchildren, and I held the newest edition, a little Liam. He's 2 weeks old. He's so cute. And his older brother, who's 18 months, gave me a beautiful little a paperweight for my desk. It's this handprint, you know, in I guess, what is it, some sort of ceramic. It's cute. And he said he painted it green because he knows I like palm trees. It's cute. So I hope you had a great holiday. You're all rested, ready to go. If not, well, we got some empowering news this hour. And don't forget, it's going to be January before you know it, and Dr. Carly is going to be with us on the 29th. And I do want to apologize to our shortwave listeners on WWCR who said they attempted to tune in to Dr. Carly's visit with us on the 16th. And It was not. Apparently, I think another show was running, or another version of Herb Talk was running. So I'm sorry you missed that show. And we do have archives, though. I hope you can hit the archives if you do have internet connection. So we'll work on that. Not sure what happened. Technology, it's great when it works great. All right, what do we have? Well, for the first half of the show, we're going to be talking about some new information. Well, it's not really new, but it's kind of been suppressed. So now it's kind of new on vaccines. And one medical doctor says vaccines are really superstitions. An MD. Oh, yeah. No, it's not Dr. Mercola. It's somebody else. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Also, we're going to be talking about, let's see, we might fit in the restless leg syndrome issue and also stress tonight. If you're feeling a bit stressed, of course, we just went through the holidays. Who isn't feeling that? So we'll get lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we do all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I've been praying. I hope you're praying, too. Seeking the Lord's face. I'm asking for righteous leadership in America, all over the world, really. I'm like Isaiah 59 says, seek the Lord's face, ask for justice, and plead for truth. That's what I'm doing. Hope you'll join me in that. And, you know, I just pray for righteous men of valor to start rising up everywhere and setting everything straight. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, enough with this corruption, enough with this lies, enough of this deception, enough of this everything. I don't know. I'm just fed up. I know a lot of people are. So I'm gonna pull out all the stops and ask the big guy to help. You know, he owns everything. I'm sure he can do what he wants to do. And so we got to ask, though. That's what our job is. So seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Oh, genome sequencing. Oh, boy, the babies are going to be genome sequenced galore here. Studies going to roll out at your hospital near you. Yep, doctors expect to soon begin sequencing the genomes of healthy newborn babies as a part of their government-funded research program. It will have wide implications on genetic science, of course. So the research, they say, is going to be conducted at major hospitals around the country. They says it's because there's this growing recognition that genome sequencing could someday be a part of routine tests that can help, you know, with babies and personalized medical treatment. And, you know, probably, I think, will also be used as an excuse to kill people because, you know, they got the wrong genomes. That's just my opinion. Now, the National Institutes of Health last year awarded a combination of $25 million to four projects looking at different aspects of gene sequencing in newborns. So the hospitals that participated were the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. They're going to actually, in 2015, begin investigating gene sequencing in both healthy newborns and ill infants. Also, the University of California, San Francisco is going to be sequencing babies with a heel prick using blood samples. That they're going to call that part of their regular newborn screening. Brigham and Women's Hospital, along with Boston's Children's Hospital, have formed this baby sequencing project. They're pending final approval, and they expect to begin offering gene sequencing next year to parents of healthy and sick newborns. So all this is coming out of the Children's Mercy Hospital. It reported the results of this sequencing of infants. The paper was published this month in the Journal of Science Transitional Medicine, if you want to check that out. All right, what else we have? Obama advisor Jonathan Gruber in 2009 said Obamacare is not going to be affordable. He let him know. Yep, President Obama's health care advisor Jonathan Gruber said that the Affordable Care Act would definitely not be affordable while he was writing the bill with the White House. He told him straight up. He actually, counseled President Obama. He says, we don't have any cost controls in this Affordable Care Act. He put that in October 2009 policy brief. He said at the time, he had already personally counseled Obama in the Oval Office and served as Obama's president transition team. He served on that team. Obama, meanwhile, told the American people, hey, the premiums are going to go down. Not so. See, Gruber told him that's not going to work. Gruber also said Now, the only way to control costs is to deny treatment. So that's what's going to be happening. So the real substances of a cost control is all about a single thing, telling patients you can't have something that you want, telling patients that, you know, if you want it, you have to pay for it at full cost. That's all there is to it. We're not paying. So despite the president's pitches to the country, Obama also knew that this health care bill was unlikely, very unlikely, nearly mostly unlikely, to not control costs and bring down the costs of premiums. 87% of the Affordable Care Act exchange recipients are on federal aid. They're given the pass, which means there really isn't any coverage to speak of, as the American people have come to expect. Right. Okay, moving along, Quack Report. Oh, top-earning doctors milk their patients for every dollar possible, according to new research. Yep, researchers from UCLA Department of Urology and the Veterans Health Administration discovered an unpleasant fact in their research. Very surprising, they have in quotes here. Some high-earning physicians are making top dollar, they said, quite simply because they are pushing more services on their patients than they're actually treating them for to see new patients. So instead of going out there and spending the money to get a new patient, they're pushing more and more treatments on existing patients. So clinicians make more, not by seeing more unique patients, but by providing more services to the patients they have. So these findings suggest that the current healthcare reimbursement model, you know, fee for service, may not be creating a correct incentive for clinicians to keep their patients healthy. So a fee for a service may not be the most reasonable way to reimburse physicians is what they're thinking. So the research, it's called the Service Intensity and Physician Income Report. It says conclusions from Medicare's physician data release published in the Journal of Internal Medicine. It asks the question, is a fee-for-service model synonymous with excessive expenditures and even fraud? Yeah. Okay. Call it like you see it, right? Last but not least in the Quack Report, school teachers being forced to wear scarlet letter flu masks, gloves, if they refuse their flu shots when they're at work. Shocking new report indicating that even daycare workers in Texas are being forced to wear face mask and gloves throughout the duration of the flu season. That's like till the end of February when they refuse to get injected with the flu virus this year. That's right. So VacTruth.com is reporting that at least one daycare center in the region, Covenant Presbyterian Children's Center, has implemented a policy which is if those that are not in compliance with getting the flu shot have to wear the masks and gloves until March 1st. So the action is supposedly to prevent the spread of flu. But if you check with the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, they'll tell you flu masks don't work at preventing the spread of flu. So you know what this is about then, don't you? Yeah, this is about forcing people and punishing them when they're not compliant, when they've decided, hey, I don't need the flu shot. I have an immune system. Works just fine. Thank you very much. And those who got the flu shot, they're the ones shedding the disease for several weeks. They're the threat, not us unvaccinated people. There you go. And I'm sorry, I'm out of Quack Report reports, so that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yes, yes, our magical engineer did say, and you are correct, Frank, the CDC did say that the flu shot is less effective this year. They don't want to say it doesn't work. They're encouraging people to get the flu shot anyway. So, yeah, it's not effective against the, quote, mutating pathogen. So there you are. So we're going to talk about vaccines. We talk about it quite a bit here on the show. We have Dr. Carly, who's our vaccine expert, here once a month with us. And if you miss her reports, you can definitely check out the archives on our website or on ABR, American Voice Radio, if you missed it. All right, so, you know what? I was really intrigued to read this report. It just reminded me. I knew about it, but, you forget about things. But in 2014, we lost a courageous medical doctor, Anthony Morris. Now, he was important because he was one of the inside doctors in the field of virology and the making of vaccines. He came out and declared the truth about vaccines. He called them superstitions. So there is really no scientific research which support the medical, the medical science that it protects or benefits the person. Medical science claims vaccine provides some protection and prevents disease, and they do not. So if you remember the Phil Donahue show, do you remember that? Well, if you remember the show, you may have caught Dr. Morris. He was a guest on his show warning folks about the dangers of the swine flu vaccine in 1976. That's right. He told viewers that it caused allergic and neurological reactions. What? Yeah. Dr. Morris was no quack. He headed the FDA's vaccine control program. He was their chief physician. So I would think he knows what he's talking about, right? So Dr. Morris was a special guy. He concluded after 10 years of work in his field that having and he also had access to those government research reports. So he had evidence that proves that immunization of children does more harm than good. Yeah, he had all that. And he talked about the medical cartel. I know Dr. Carly comes on here and she talks about the medical cartel. He called them that. So the medical establishment is a rich and powerful entity, and no one knew that more keenly than Dr. Morris. Now, he said that the ungodly secrets were zealously guarded, and the sanctity of vaccines was their most prized instrument. So he conveyed in no uncertain terms that the FDA is not run by honorable people. And scientists and researchers that work for the pharmaceutical corporations know there's absolutely no evidence which supports the health benefits of vaccines, including your influenza vaccines. So according to Dr. Morris, they have no effectiveness in preventing or mitigating disease. No. Can't cure it, can't prevent it. Now, the politicians and the lawmakers are also aware, and they play this game to protect this very insulated system. So Dr. Morris did not lose hope, though. Even though it appears that modern medicine is very successful in every frontier at promoting and forcing mandatory vaccines on pets, children, parents, even employees now, he said that all it takes is saying no, and then a few researchers might start to leak the vital information that cannot be denied, which exposes vaccines as superstitions. Sounds like we have dishonor among men here. So few know of the true story behind the swine flu vaccine of 1976. The pharmaceutical companies made a vaccine for the swine, the pig farm industry. But farmers were suspicious that the vaccine would give their animals a disease and wipe out their entire crop of pigs. Hey, the farmers witnessed a demonstration of the vaccine causing the pigs to collapse and die. Farmers, they're not dumb, okay? So the farmers said no. The pig farmers told Big Farmer, take a hike with your swine flu vaccine. So this meant an $80 million loss to the drug companies. So according to Dr. Morris, the pharmaceutical giants marketed the animal vaccine for humans and created a national swine flu epidemic through the CDC, and the scheme netted the drug companies $135 million. So at the time, there was not one case of swine flu in the United States. And Dr. Morris, then the director of the FDA's Virus Bureau, announced that there is no authentic swine flu since there have never been any cases of swine flu on which to test it. So he's saying it's a hoax. So he publicly made this announcement. He went on to say, quote, at no point were the swine flu vaccines effective, end of quote. So this almost, killed the medical cartel swine flu pandemic campaign. We talk about pissing on that party, right? That's what he did. So how do you suppose the cartel handled the damage control? Well, they wheeled out Walter Cronkite and President Gerald Ford to use their combined efforts to persuade the public to submit to the inoculation of the swine flu. Now, the CBS, they refused to air any rebuttal of the dangers or the dangerous ingredients in the swine flu vaccine. And, of course, Dr. Morris was quickly fired, and his lab and his office were, you know, sterilized of any research he had conducted because, you know, he had collected years' worth of files on animal trials verifying his claims. So in 1976, Congress used $135 million of taxpayers' money to pay for this swine flu campaign. So the medical cartel, they didn't spend a dime promoting it. However, medical insurance companies lashed back, and they refused to insure against the possible damages from the swine flu inoculation because there were no studies were carried out to predict the effects. See that happening today? Mm-mm. So President Ford, through the TV public service announcement, appealed to the American public on CBS to get their free swine flu vaccine at their local public health department, thereby bypassing the insurance companies. So it was considered a great public service until the casualties became evident, costing $1.3 billion in damages filed by victims paralyzed by the vaccine, right? So the medical cartel labeled those cases a new disease. They deflected the blame. They called it Guillain-Barré syndrome. Yeah. Now, some speculate that the AIDS epidemic, which shortly began after the swine flu vaccine was used, was a variant form of the swine flu vaccine. Maybe. So here's what a drug firm rep said. You know, well, if the swine breeders won't inject it into their animals, our only other market is to inject it into people. End of quote. Nice. Real nice. But there are skeptics, right? There are skeptics. You know, some people argue that not everyone becomes sick from a flu shot, and not all children develop neurological or other complications or conditions from vaccines. Well, Dr. Morris dispelled that notion and said, quote, first of all, there is no if vaccines will harm you. They do harm. He explained that the disease which develops in the body could take years to manifest. He says there has been no research to dispel this, and the researchers should do probing. He said they should keep a disease map or a flow chart, which shows how exactly the vaccines work when they enter the body the moment that they enter your body. But this research will never be conducted. And Dr. Morris explained that there are many levels to this medical cartel system, and at different levels, people have different motives. He says it's money, fear of losing a job, prestige, misguided idealism, and so on. So there's many reasons why it's being done. And a lot of people say, well, you know, the medical establishment wouldn't do that. They wouldn't purposely hurt you. Why would vaccines be given then? Well, anyone that researches vaccines before they agree to take them will come across unfavorable information. This in itself can promote a person to dig for truth. So while the investigating, while you're investigating, you may ask, well, why vaccines are given at all if there's unfavorable circumstances to them? Well, the answer Dr. Morris and others such as Dr. Joseph Marcola have stated is that the highest levels of the medical cartel, vaccines are their top priority because they cause a weakening of the immune system. So people can have a hard time wrapping this around their brain, and therefore it's hard for them to accept, but it's true. So if you can accept the testimony from a medical doctor who worked in the epicenter of vaccine development, then I don't know what anybody could tell you to warn you. So here's what Dr. Norris revealed in 2002 in an interview. He said this: the medical cartel at the highest level is not out to help people. It is out to harm them, to weaken them, to kill them. End of quote. Those are strong words. But here's the guy that was in the front lines. He saw. He did. Now, Dr. Morris also met with officials, other officials who occupied high government positions, especially in Africa. And these government employees are also aware that the World Health Organization is really a front for powerful interests wanting to control the populations of nations. So in Africa, there is this underground of various officials who are earnestly trying to change the lot of the poor and not for the good. So the vaccines have been and are being used to destroy their countries to make them ripe for a takeover by another power. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Anthony Morris. He said the producers of vaccines know that they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway. End of quote. Yeah, it takes a certain person to go on doing that. It's like, you know, psychopath. Someone with no conscience. Well, you know, what is standing in the gap then? Well, Dr. Morris was especially aware of mothers who were sincerely concerned for their children. And he would speak with them and would encourage them to testify about what vaccines had done to their child. There are countless parents who testify that before the vaccine, they had a healthy toddler, and afterward, they had a child stricken with autism or other neurological condition. So he noted that doctors, researchers, pharmacists, and other health authorities are not willing to stand up and speak the truth, but mothers are. So he held these mothers in high esteem because they are trying to fill in the gap that has been created by the researchers, by the doctors, who have turned their backs on this whole thing. So I personally spoke with Dr. Morris in 1994 by phone. He was no longer with the FDA at that time, but I could tell he was concerned about being harassed and attacked by the government at any one of its agencies. And he had a lovely British accent and was very gracious as he listened to what my one-year-old son had endured after a 12-month vaccination. And at the time, the medical establishment was trying to convince parents to combine the 12-month shots and the 17-month baby shots into a one big combo shot at the 12-month visit. But my instinct said no, and I declined. And Dr. Morris said that that was fortunate, that had I not done so, he believed, based on my son's reaction to the DPT shot alone, that he would not have survived mixture more than seven diseases in the combo vaccine. Now, that's seven diseases in 1994. God knows what's in there now. So this basically was the turning point for me, and this is when I got involved with natural medicines to help my child, and now here I am talking to you. So God blessed my child with a full recovery, and you can learn how to do that too. Power, that's what it's about. And I know I'm coming up to a break, but I got more on this topic, a little bit more, and we'll be right back.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you. Shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now, I
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the vaccines or superstition as presented to us by a medical doctor. And let's see. Right before the break, I was going to talk about this informed consent issue. You know, because these creeps in the medical cartel, they feel that you and I agree to the risks of the vaccines, and this is why they've successfully secured legislation to protect them from lawsuits. However, no one can make sound and healthy decisions based on lies. Parents aren't getting real information. So with regards to the medical profession, you are not dealing with honorable people when they promote superstitions rather than facts. So they know parents will cave in to the pressure and the threats that they will be labeled as unfit parents and have their children taken away. So you know them by their fruits. Using fear and threats as a tactic for you to comply and submit should send up a red flag. All right, let's talk about sidestepping this issue. One of the things Dr. Anthony Morris encouraged parents to do is become informed and sidestep this corrupt medical system with grace. So he once noticed the language in the descriptions regarding the benefits of vaccines. You can pick this up really easy just looking at it. They're riddled with ambiguous terms like unknown, likely, and uncertain. He equated these terms as an admission that there is no scientific evidence to support their health claims. So you are dealing with scientists that don't know, don't understand, and really don't care about what they're doing. Now, an option every employee, parent, and pet owner should embrace is an option to use what is called the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety Form. So this form is to be given to the medical staff or the government worker insisting you accept a vaccine or vaccines. So you can insist back that the form be completed prior to any vaccines being given to protect the interests of the patient. So every parent has a fiduciary responsibility to their child, and this form can help. So the problem is no doctor or government worker will want to comply with this form. And the reason is the form has them waive their protective immunity should the vaccine harm the patient, which proves that vaccines are dangerous, potentially harmful, right? See, if they were so safe, no problem, give me the form, I'll sign it for you. But they're not going to do that. So you can download this form for free at Dr. Rebecca Carley's website. It's under her vaccine-induced disease tab. And then you click on the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety Form and get that hot and handy in your hands right away. So the message is a strong immunity is power. What the medical cartel doesn't want you to have is a strong immune system. Dr. Morris confirmed that. So think about this. If the vaccines are weakening your God-given immune system, just think what the antibiotics and the chemotherapy and the other treatments are doing. So weakening your God-given rights isn't the only thing these powerful people are stealing from you. So fight back and say no to their vaccines and empower your natural immune system by strengthening it. You can do that with God's good herbs. You know, here's the promise from the Almighty, the Creator. He says, herbs are meat and they're here for the service of man. Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, and Psalms 104, 14. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you want some powerful, handcrafted herb formulas that are second to none. These are professional strength formulas not found in stores. So call and discover the difference organ cleansing and immune boosting can do for your health. So Apothecary Herbs has a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, their website is thepowerherbs.com. You get there going, type it in herbtalklive.com as well. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. The new 15th anniversary product catalog arrives for the new year, so call, reserve your copy today, and make 2015 your healthy year, okay? Yeah, we were expecting them today, and they didn't arrive. I checked tracking, and they're stuck in Ohio. Yeah, it's the holiday. Holiday mail, what can you say? And speaking of post office and mail, I was at the post office today. And I'm standing in line. Everything's cool. And all of a sudden, I just get this really weird thing going on. I start coughing, and I get this, like, drainage in the back of my throat. What the heck? It just, like, hit me. Bam. All right, so I'm trying not to cough. I'm looking in my bag for, you know, eucalyptus cough drop. Get one. Word. Put that in. Make it home. And I'm like, what is this thing? So I herb myself. I get out my Three Amigos and my All-in-One and my Taifu oil. And because I'm Skyping my engineer. I said, I don't know. I'm coughing. I might not be able to do a show tonight. And what? 20 minutes go by. I said, no, I'm good. I Taifu'd this thing, whatever it is. I did. I karate chopped it. But you may hear me a little bit. I got a cough drop in my mouth, so I hope it's not too distracting. But just don't want to cough while I do the show. Not that I feel like I've got a cough, but you know. Little eucalyptus never hurt anybody. All right, let's talk about stress. We got through the holidays, right? Oh, we're halfway done. We got New Year's. Oh, we got New Year's. And then what's after that? Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, more chocolate and sugar. And then we have St. Patty's Day. And then there's Easter. Lots of sugar, if you notice, through these holidays, which really weakens an immune system. So keep that in mind. All right. Baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, whatever, the millennials, whatever you want to call these people. Everybody's saying we're stressed out. Young adults feeling stressed. Everybody's confirming, hey, multiple stress, multiple levels, more stress than, you know, a decade ago. Now, the American Psychological Association published some information that as far as the human demographics go, the millennials say they're the most stressed in our society. I don't know. I'm not sure why they're saying they're the most stressed. They are a young generation. They have been offered more opportunities than most generations. Their lifestyle has been second to none. But the economy and the lack of employment opportunities is making them worried. They won't be able to do as well as their parents. The job situation is a stress factor for them. They're calling this workplace rife. It's a big problem. It describes environments that they work in that are riddled with destructive behaviors by coworkers and supervisors. Well, yeah, everybody's nuts. You know, people are just weird. So never before has a rise through the ranks to the top been filled with unnecessary hurdles by these millennials, which tug at their conscience, you know, what they got to do to get there. Some people are just saying no. So success obviously has a higher price than before. So millennials call this destructive definitions of success. And unless they can redefine what success is and you save their morals, what is Generation Z going to do? All right, Dr. Larkin Callahan at Columbia's Health and Behavior Studies Department says the millennials have a situation. Yeah. I think we all have a situation, Doc. He says there's declining mental health. And it's no wonder that they're struggling with, you know, all the changes that are happening on multiple fronts in society. What should we expect from stressed out generations that have replaced a majority of the human contact with more technology? So real friends become cyber friends now. Real conversations become tweets and text messages. Personal handwritten cards and letters become posts or videos online. Privacy becomes public knowledge, and there is really no time to stop and think about things. Business, technology, relationships, hey, they're spinning way out of control. When technology takes up 95% of your life, you're going to expect some glitches, I would think. So mental disorders may be the health risk we all face. So the media is really not reporting that technology is driving this mental health issue. So the stimuli are numerous for generations today. Sedentary lifestyles, internet. Well, then you got the whole problem now with unsavory people using technology to commit crimes. Stalking, for instance. Sexual predators. So cyberbullying, of course, has been in the schools, huge problem. It's all over Facebook, Instagram, you name it, it's there. Never has there been a generation that has been so stressed to its limits with such extreme provocation as ever before. So is the technology to blame? Well, according to Dr. Callahan, there is evidence that is suggesting the internet and all this technology can be causes for teen depression and psychological problems. But that's like, you know, blaming an SUV for global warming or guns for murder. So the internet is really a tool. We have to, they have the option to use it or not, to log on or not log on, to, you know, limit our use of it. So we should have personal breaks and, you know, restrictions to, you know, protect ourselves, protect our lives, protect our sanity, right? Just say no. Gotta get used to saying that. Just say it. Let's say it with me right now. No. Say it with authority. No. Just loving it. All right. Here's another question. Is the technology driving narcissistic behavior? Well, according to some experts, technology and entitlement is driving a current epidemic of narcissistic personality disorder in the United States. So according to Dr. Jean Twang of San Diego State University, she says, we have a rising group of spoiled children combined with the use of social media that's become the breeding ground for narcissistic behavior. Wow. She says it's becoming an epidemic. Well, according to the doctor, narcissism, she says, is pulsing through social media. Ooh. So the youth of America, the generation stressors, have a disproportionate reliance on the instant and superficial gratification that social media is delivering. This is adversely affecting their value system and their self-esteem. This is not a healthy way or a safe way to forge values of any kind. So building emotional relationships on this fragile network is like building a house on sand. However, this is a new community. This is a new way that children are being raised. When the whole world weighs in on your life, either for good or for bad, it's the take the village, you know, theory. But here's the thing. You know, kids get on there and they go, like, I have, you know, 100,000 friends. No, you don't. No, you don't. They have no concept of what a friend is. A real friend, you can call at 3 a.m. and tell you to come bail you out of jail. Right? A real friend will not let you drive drunk, of course. And a real friend is going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Right? I mean, real friendship. It's the test of time kind of thing. You know, the thick or thin, sick or thin kind of thing. You have to actually know that person and rely on and trust them with your life, basically. That's a real friend. Not these cyber people, you know, that have hashtag this and that. Well, there's a bunch of statistics here on generation stress. The generation me, as the doctor, the good Dr. Twang calls them. The social media, she says, is erases integrity, erases self-esteem, the ability to develop their own personalities. It erases personal communications. And what people are left with, she says, is insincere feedback. Yeah. There's that show on TV called The Mentalist. Have you seen that? It's been on a while. But it's all about observation, right? He can observe people and know, right? If you know how to read body language and you really pick up on personalities, you can tell a lot about someone. You have that intuitive mind that, you know, something's off balance, and then a little probing, you can figure it out. But that's all erased with online stuff. You don't see that person. Well, okay, so they got the cyber cams, but that's not the same thing. That's limited. It's almost like, you know, the TV camera that takes the shot. You don't see everything else around. You know, you don't see it all, the whole picture. You see it a little bit. So I feel for the generation stressors. I just think people just got to say no. I'm going to turn off the computer. I'm going to turn off the tablet. I'm going to turn off the cell phone. You know, and I'm just going to, you know, have a one-on-one with somebody I care about, right? Go out. Have a cup of coffee. Talk. Be real. Watch the body language. Leave the cell phones in the car. All right, so if you're feeling stressed, a lot of times what can help you power through and cope is getting some really good nutrition for your nervous system. Because a lot of stress starts with the nervous system. And so you want to make sure you're feeding the nervous system the nutrients it needs so you can cope. A lot of nutrients I would consider would be like, you know, natural B vitamins, not the synthetic, but the natural ones. And some natural calcium, which helps with serotonin levels so that you can sleep well at night, because that's important to coping with stress. And then if you have trouble falling asleep, then, you know, using some herbs that can help you, you know, take tension off nerves, take tension out of muscles, so you can naturally drift off to sleep without having to use sleep aids, which will really be a bad idea. So if you're looking for a few things like that, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the calcium formula. They have the valerian root that helps you sleep. They have the relaxation formula to take tension out of the muscles. And they also have the B vitamin mix called Body Foundation Food Mix. You'll love that. Throw that in juice or smoothie in. It's in the system in 60 seconds. So you have tools. And then you're going to have to exercise controls, okay, for you, your family, your friends maybe. You know, just encourage them to, you know, be more real. Be more real and connected. That's what I say. All right, we have a few minutes. Ooh, let's talk about restless leg syndrome. Have you been to the holiday table this year and a relative is just bouncing his leg and, of course, you know, the table's vibrating a little bit? Restless leg syndrome. You know, it kind of reminds me of the soap operas that used to play the young and the restless bouncing around. But restless leg syndrome is real. They call it RLS for short. And what it is, it's a sensor motor disorder in a limb, like your leg. Now, it can happen at any time, but most times it happens when people are nervous. It's more common and more severe in older adults, but it gets worse as you get older. It occurs about 5 to 10% of the general population has restless leg syndrome. And according to studies, the U.S. and Northern Europe women experience restless leg syndrome 1.5 times more often than men and children. And so if you suffer from restless leg, you're twice as likely to experience a stroke, according to the research. Now let's talk about what modern medicine does to treat it. They usually use 4 different drugs. One may be dopamine, and it's the same drug they use for Parkinson's disease. It has some scary side effects. You may have nightmares, hallucinations, and other psychiatric symptoms, which I'm sure they'll prescribe you another drug for. Don't worry, right? Benzodiazepine is another one, but it's an addictive type of a tranquilizer. May increase depression, symptoms of depression, and dizziness. You could also experience tachycardia and hypertension while on that drug. Now, also they may prescribe anticonvulsants, which really the chemical substance is like a morphine-like action in the body, but its main use is for pain relief. Now, tetracyclics or antidepressants are also in the mix. So these drugs will affect your normal sleep rhythm pattern and also can contribute to experiencing insomnia. So all these kinds of treatments really don't address the cause of restless leg. Most often, it just makes the condition worse. The drugs don't help make it worse. So what causes restless leg? Well, modern medicine thinks it's a genetic issue. They also suggest that it's linked to caffeine use. So what really is behind this sometimes involuntary leg movement is really a deficiency in folic acid. So folic acid is really the key nutrient that comes from the Latin folium, which is a foliage. And so why foliage? Well, folic acid is a nutrient. It's primarily found in green leafy vegetables. Since real folic acid, or folate, is absent from most processed foods, more and more people are folic acid deficient and can experience what is really a short circuit. So you are low on folic acid. You can also experience fatigue, anemia, irritability, loss of appetite, and mental symptoms. So there's this old Chinese proverb. It says, teachers open the door, but you must walk through it yourself. So you're not supposed to know that folic acid is what the metabolic reason is for restless leg syndrome. But your red blood cells couldn't form or hold shape without vitamin B12, your folic acid. Your protein and amino acids utilize this nutrition in your blood. So a lack of folic acid, you've heard, is affecting, fetuses, so women get on those nutrients. So it's really important for your neurotransmitters. In other words, that's what it's about. So without folic acid, you're going to have some issues. So if you got restless leg syndrome, guess what? If it were me, I'd be like, looking for some natural forms of folic acid. Green leafy vegetables is a good start. Now, if you can't seem to eat enough green leafy vegetables, well, then we're going to have a suggestion in a minute. But, the elderly also have, usually low folic acid, and they're on limited budgets. So they tend to skimp on foods that contain the folic acids, because your fresh fruits and vegetables are usually your most expensive items. So if you're looking for some natural folic acid, your asparagus, spinach, avocados, kale, beets, broccoli, legumes, bean sprouts, whole wheat, all going to have that wonderful folic acid in there. And I like to use natural, non-active nutritional yeast. It's not going to give you candida. That's another thing. So you can use that. We actually include that in our Body Foundation food mix as a natural form of folic acid for you, along with the greens. So that body food mix is going to have, natural iron, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins for you. And like I said, you just add it to water. It's water soluble. It's instantly absorbed in the system in 60 seconds. And it really does power you up. So you can check out the Body Foundation food mix at Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And they offer that in two sizes, 16 ounce and 32 ounce. So you can spread it around the family if you want. And don't forget, we do have a really good vitamin nutrient for your pets too. If you're trying to help old Fido out, and it's called Power Greens for Pets. Just add it to their pet food and give them the edge as well. And vitamin nutrition, all organic, and it's super powered. I love it. God's herbs are good. He gets all the credit all the time, every day. All right, I'm out of time. The mission presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product in there. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Oh, have a happy new year. Be safe out there. Until next time, be well.